arts features within the overall decoration of functional aspects like seating, how you moved around the place. Of course, we were then subject to all this stringency of safety considerations and public health regulations. So it was a very kind of powerful learning process. So there were painted wall works, for instance, a large mural created on board, which was then fixed onto one whole wall, using as its subject matter Doctor Strange. Now, you have to be an aficionado of comics, you know, whatever, I can't, Marvel, DC, to know where he's positioned in the pantheon of the comic illustration world. This kind of figure that is behind my right shoulder at the moment, that would have been drawn from comic imagery too. This is a large painted panel using Day-Glow paint. So we were using Day-Glow lighting to emphasize and change characteristics within our designs and in people's dress. Incidentally, there'd be a freestanding figure standing at the bar. Again, made in glass reinforced plastic, whose head nodded continuously. There was a tableau on a slightly higher level where a waiter was serving Desperate Dan and Rupert the Bear. Now, this would be something resembling a life-size Desperate Dan with a cow pie in front of him on the table, or with Rupert on the other chair. And the waiter, well, it just so happened that he was a figure who was, it was a face mask, what do you call that? You know, where you take a cast of someone's facial features and then produce a normal cast version of it. Well, it happened to be one of the directors who sat on the board of the Glasgow School of Art, who came not from the arts world, but came from engineering, the National Engineering Laboratories in East Kilbride, a man called Donald Firth. He was open to fun. There was a half or a quarter of a car fixed onto one wall, and this was a contribution by Tony Jones, who I mentioned earlier. It was his Chrysler car, which had reached the end of its useful life, and so he was willing to get work with some of the technicians in the art school to make a slice of it and to fix that onto a wall. And above that, then there was a three-dimensional or low relief winged creature with a great devil mask, carrying a young damsel in its arms.